Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So, Tom Cruise set a Guinness World Record. I wonder how many he holds. I'll bet you Tom Cruise has broken some records. He's Tom Cruise the whole time. This one is for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. And it was, he broke it while filming, and it was for most burning parachute jumps by an individual. Tom is actually known for doing things over and over and over until finally someone goes, please, no more. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Spoiler alert. I didn't know there was a flaming parachute in the movie.
Yeah, well, it turns out there is.
Gah!
Yeah. Well, now that it's been out.
Ah, hold on, let me find this.
Don't beat yourself up.
When we see the clip, they don't let us know if he lived or not.
That is true.
So we don't know
if he lived. In real life, I'm pretty sure he lived, Vin.
Maybe. He might be a robot.
It's already been out. This will be the third weekend of it. Now they're just trying to keep the hype going. Now they're going to show you this stunt where he broke the record. But it is true. They cut it at the very end. You want to show the very end of it?
Yeah. Take a look.
So he jumps out of a plane.
Yep. We're going to be real smart. I'm not saying be risky. Yep. We don't take risks. You know, obviously.
So what did you
just made a joke?
You're gonna have to set for this
risky business guy.
Okay, let's go.
So now here they go. They're going up into the air. Tom's climbing out. He lets go. He jumps out. The chute comes out after him. Boom! It lights on fire. The seconds count down. Oh, these are all the different shots because he's done it 16 times. 16 times! He's screaming. He's so scared. Everything's on fire! What's gonna happen? Oh, no!
Oh, it's so awesome!
And cut. So, did he live? No one knows.
I don't know.
You know, it's the last Mission Impossible. He could have died, you guys.
He might be a cyborg.
You know, he might be.
That's why he glitched when he was asked about Father's Day. movies, fun.
Buffering. So, he just set the Guinness World Record for most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
That is the raddest thing. That is so incredible. I loved that.
The greatest. So that's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, by the way. But the thing here is, so you think to yourself, okay, so they're burning up this parachute. Well, then obviously there's a backup parachute that hasn't been soaked in fuel. And that's the one that's going to go up. And so that one is just starting to deploy and it gets tangled in what looks like the burning. This is on jump number 16. Mm. It starts to get tangled, and that's when they cut away. I think he lives, though.
Oh.
But I'm not positive.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Maybe it's the very last moment of the show, and they're just like, oh, man, after all that, he died just, you know, having fun, jumping out of an airplane. Oh, that's too bad. 16 times. He actually jumped out of a helicopter 16 times, strapped to a parachute, pre-soaked in fuel, and lit it on fire. And according to Guinness, no other actor or stuntman has come close to that amount of drops. And everyone who worked on the film was like, yeah, we didn't need that many. Did you see takes 1 through 5? Those were everything we needed. But Tom, he's like, I really feel like, you know, I've got a better one in me.
I think the dude's a badass.
And he is a badass.
It's so easy to make fun of the guy. He's a target. I get it. Mm. But he's also a total bad. Like the stuff that guy does.
We're not taking any risks here.
You try jumping out of an airplane with a flaming. I mean, I've never done it, but it doesn't look smart.
You got to be a little bit crazy.
And he flies jets and helicopters. Helicopters are really hard to fly.
Yeah, have you ever seen him on a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a given.
I knew you were going there. I did that on purpose. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I don't owe you a Coke.
Yeah, you do.
Get out of here.
Guinness's editor-in-chief says, Tom doesn't just play action heroes. He is an action hero. So true. Oh, my God. A large part of his success can be chalked up to his absolute focus on authenticity. Pushing the boundaries of what a leading man can do. In behind the scenes footage, he says, if this is twisted while it's burning, I'm going to be spinning and burnt.
You know what's weird about that? As you just said that, his absolute, like the authenticity thing, except he's a flaming phony. Like everything about him is manufactured, mm-hmm. except his stunts, which are authentic.
Yes, he's absolutely
everything else
those.
Seems to be that like that manufactured persona.
Right. Well, what does my PR team say I should do in this situation? So he says, we're going to be smart. We're not going to be risky. Get it? Because it's a risk. And risky business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I've been thinking about that photo from one of his early movies. The same year as Risky Business was The Outsiders, where everybody went on to be a huge star. And I don't know, you know, maybe Bob's Movie Club needs to put that into the pile of for your consideration since we're watching just old crappy movies.
It's on the pile.
All right. Thank you. New in theaters this weekend, that movie Ballerina. This is it's a prequel that's set between the third and fourth John Wick movies. It stars Ana de Armas. She plays Eve Macaro, or possibly Macaro. Doesn't really matter. She's a ballerina who becomes an assassin after being forced to watch her father's murder at the hands of Gabriel Byrne's character, I assume, as a child. So there are a couple of different trailers. I put them both up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a lot of hype behind this movie. I really feel like John Wick is huge. She's very interesting. Like, I don't think she's a super megastar yet, but she's really getting there. So it'll be interesting to see how she does in this role. Like, she's in the first Knives Out. She plays a very kind of like demure character. She's sort of soft-spoken, and she was like, I don't know, almost dowdy. And she was certainly not like a sex pot or any, or, you know, action hero. And so this is like totally other end of the spectrum for her. I think she can pull it off. So she sees her dad get murdered, as her character does. She's taken in by Angelica Houston's character and raised within the Ruska Roma, which is the Romani criminal organization that helped train John Wick, for those of you who have any idea what's going on in the John Wick world. Keanu Reeves is in it, spoiler. And I think they didn't need to reveal that in the last trailer they put out. I mean, come on. Like, save some things. But maybe they needed, maybe they were like, we're not getting the kind of thirst for this movie that we think we would if they thought John Wick himself was in it. Oh, did I just get a ding ding for that? So Keanu is in it, but make no mistake, this is an Ana de Armas movie. She's the main star.
In my opinion, she's a star.
Yeah.
She hasn't had that vehicle that makes her a superstar yet.
Yes, right.
Like,
this could be it, Vin.
What is her name? The girl in Pretty Woman. Woman in Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
Like, that movie took her from, she was a celebrity and a star. That movie went.
Yeah.
Like, that's, she hasn't had that, Ana de Armas hasn't had that vehicle yet.
I agree.
And I don't think this will be it.
But she's been really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think?
No, I don't think this is it either, because I don't think there's a mass. It'll do great numbers, and I love fighting movies. But I think she needs that crossover that just, Pretty Woman is still watched by my wife regularly.
Right.
I know what I'll put on.
Oh, yeah, we want donuts. Marcy.
What?
Marcy brought donuts over. Hell yeah. Come on in. Get in here. Get Marcy.
A little show crossover.
Yeah, we're going to have a little show crossover. Hello. Welcome to the Live 105
Hey,
morning
welcome.
Show.
We're live.
We're live.
We're on.
Oh, I got donuts.
Oh, you're the best. Please, come in and say hello.
Come say hi.
So I see that you've claimed the chocolate donut. You've got it looped on your...
I did. I had to grab it before, you know. There's a chocolate donut here.
All right, well, we'll take one, and then I'll bring it back down to your studio. Is that cool?
Yeah.
So you can pass them out.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Aww, good morning, you guys.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Get on the air. Get back.
Get back on the air. You've got work to do. Okay, don't come play around here. Get it? Because it's Marcy's playground.
I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. I hope she got it. I didn't mean to like throw her out of here.
Yeah, you did.
You're right.
We have stuff to do.
That's true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.